On today's Smart 7, there's no such thing as free money. Turbidity is in the clear and lots more. It's Thursday the 17th of August. It's Thrift Shop Day and happy birthday, Sean Penn.
The Smart 7. It's news,
but not the news.
The country has been gripped by the Bank of Ireland ATM drama as it appeared briefly as if most of us had missed out on free money. It all kicked off on Tuesday night as social media filled up with images of queues at Bank of Ireland ATMs, most of whom were able to withdraw up to €1,000, whether or not they actually had the money. It was caused by a massive IT glitch in Bank of Ireland systems that saw their online banking website and app collapse. An Irish Independent technology editor, Adrian Weckler, says he's not surprised it happened and it might well happen again.
In many cases, the actual IT systems themselves are very old. And they're made, it's a hodgepodge of different systems built up over decades. So when an update is attempted, software update, firmware update, feature update, often what happens is some chink falls down and knocks the whole thing over. I'm afraid I expect to see things like this happen again.
Bank of Ireland says the glitch has now been fixed and apologised to customers. But the big money question remains, do the ATM bandits get to keep the money? Dr. Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor at Law at Trinity College Dublin, told Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1 that even if the Bank of Ireland left a pile of cash on the counter, there's no such thing as free money. Although there are certainly people all over Ireland hoping there might be.
If you take money out of my bank account, if you take money out of my back pocket, in both cases as theft, if I walk into the bank and take money out of the bank machine with the card, or I walk into the bank and take the money off the counter that was left there overnight, in both cases it's theft. So that's exactly what it is.
Another Grant Thornton report dropped on Wednesday. This one looked in detail at the complicated payments to Ryan Tuberty. The good news for him is that it found he had no involvement in what happened to be adjustments to his published earnings and that he did, as he said, waive the €120,000 loyalty payment. He issued a statement expressing relief and hopes that he may yet return to RTÉ Radio. RTÉ board chairperson Seán Rathalig spoke to RTÉ's News at One and she was pretty damning about the failings highlighted by this latest report.
It does point to basically a lack of communication between the executive and the board, which points to the culture at the time.
And RTÉ aren't out of the woods yet either, with the Public Accounts Committee calling for further hearings. And Nia Smith TD, the chair of the Joint Oireachtas Media Committee, she says she's keen to hear from the full RTÉ board who presided over the mess in the first place.
I think the next step for us as a committee might be to hear from the actual board. I appreciate Maya Doherty isn't the chair of the, at the moment, but I understand that the deputy chair, Ian Keogh, is still on the board of RTÉ, and a lot of the board members themselves would have been there throughout all of this, and it might be an opportunity on foot of this report to hear from them.
Russia has spent the week since the Black Sea grain deal lapsed hammering the Ukrainian port of Odessa and surrounding areas with missile and drone attacks. The latest wave of attacks caused fires and explosions at one of the ports in the Danube River that Ukraine had been using to avoid the Black Sea blockade. But Putin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says that Russia would still be happy to resume the deal if sanctions on Russian exports are lifted.
Russia and President Putin has already said this 100 times. We are ready to return to the deal immediately. It's just that the deal must be implemented in terms of the part that concerns Russia. So far, this hasn't been done.
Meanwhile, the trade director of Nebulon, one of the largest exporters of grain in Ukraine, says they're taking advantage of the support from neighboring NATO countries.
We will keep our independence in taking of decisions and in control on our export chain in order to keep our advantages and be on a strong side.
Last week saw Andy Malkinson finally officially cleared of a Greater Manchester court rape conviction, which saw him spend 17 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Now new documents have emerged which suggest that the DNA of another suspect was identified in 2007. That's just 3 years after Andy was convicted and jailed, and he could have been freed on appeal as long ago as 2009. More than 100,000 people have signed a petition asking for a review of his case, and his lawyer, Emily Bolton, says the failures by the Criminal Cases Review Commission are unacceptable.
And the human cost of that for Andy, for his family, but also let's not forget for the victim, all of that could have been spared if the commission had done their job properly.
Still to come on the Smart 7, the Lioness has finally roared and Prince Harry is back on Netflix right after this.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
Wednesday saw the second semi-final of the Women's World Cup as host nation Australia faced England. Australia's Sam Kerr got her first goal of the tournament after battling back from injury, but it wasn't enough to hold back the European champions. England finished 3-1 winners with goals from Ella Toon, Lauren Hemp and Alessia Russo sealing the win. They now face Spain in a World Cup final on Sunday at 11 a.m. with a chance to finally bring the bloody World Cup home. England's Georgia Stanway says they were delighted with the win.
Honestly, it doesn't get any better than this. This feels so good and we've been through everything this tournament. We've faced everything, we've battled through everything, and this is exactly what we deserve. We've gone about our business so good, and yeah, this is exactly where we're meant to be.
England is heading for World Cup fever now in the run into Sunday's game, and it kicked off early as living legend actor Brian Blessed popped up on Newsnight to give his own rendition of Three Lines. The Flash Gordon star, who apparently trained to become a Russian astronaut in Moscow and on a reunion island with NASA, says he's fully qualified for space and he's pretty determined he's still young enough to get there.
I've done bloody Everest and I've been to the North Pole, I've been to the Lost World, I've been to these places, for Christ's sake, and I want to get up. I will not make a pact with old age. That is all crap.
Prince Harry is back in the headlines, but this time it's not about him and his missus, it's all about his work for war veterans. He's released a slick new trailer for his Heart of Invictus documentary on Netflix ahead of the games, which kick off next month. The trailer for the limited series features the Duke of Sussex on stage at the Invictus Games, which he founded in 2014. Catch it August 30th on Netflix.
When I was a soldier, that meant the world to me. Once I was wounded, how do you define yourself then?
I've been fighting a long time.
Just drinking a lot, going out a lot.
I have flashbacks.
I would like to be the father playing with his kids, playing football.
If your goal was to make your family happy, you've achieved it.
My dad just scored that.
You have the heart of Invictus.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.